Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Generational differences on the farm can be challenging when trying to blend old farm wisdom with new techniques, innovation, and incorporating new technology. Extension Ag Economist Anastasia Meyer talks about how experience and innovation can result in success while preserving family harmony on the farm.
When somebody who's younger comes back to the farm, it's that sense of control. You know, there's been research that shows that surprisingly farmers like to be in control. And so when this new generation comes in, there's that friction of who's doing what. And quite frankly, it's a lack of communication on talking about who's doing what, how to go about this, you know, and it can be summarized into the older generation thinking that the younger generation doesn't respect what has been done in the past. The younger generation often gets categorized as not appreciating what the older generation has done. So it's acknowledging what was already done in the past, acknowledging that, you know, hey, something must have been going right because there's still this farm to come back to, but also showing that respect on both sides of the older generation and the younger generation on how can we improve this operations? Can we bring in new ideas? What's it going to take? What's it going to bring? What can we implement realistically? It's that friction of who's making those management decisions. Well, I think the first thing anybody needs to do, whether regardless of what generation you are in, is coming to terms with what is that new technology going to cost? With any new technology, there are fees associated with it. And who's paying for it? Is it that younger generation? Is it that older generation? And what value does this technology actually bring to the farm? Can you reasonably justify it? Is it a need? Is it a want? And like I said earlier, just what value does it bring and who's paying for it? You know, because if you're a younger generation coming back to an established farm, do you have the capital to implement this new technology? And if not, should you expect that older generation who's been using that tried and true method and it's been working successfully for them to pay for it? You know, that's, I feel like, where a lot of the tension comes in of who's making the decisions and who's paying for them. So respect goes a long ways. And with respect, you have to be able to talk to one another. So communication, you need to be very open and communicate with each other on what you guys are feeling. If that respect is there, you guys can disagree, but then still come back as a family, still come back as a farm management to make those decisions. So, you know, I recommend that everybody have different types of family meetings regarding to family farms, whether it's a day-to-day, this is what we're doing, the monthly, the yearly, whatever the case might be. You need to communicate what is going on with your business on a day-to-day aspect, but also financially. Can you afford it? Can you not? Where exactly does your farm stand when you are bringing in that new, younger generation? And it might lead to some interesting insights. Whereas if you don't talk about it, you know, a lot of assumptions are made and that never goes great in any business or family business, especially.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by the Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.